This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. I love it when a great day comes together. I love it. What did that guy say in that movie? I love the smell of napalm in the morning. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. I love the smell of napalm on one of the Cuomo boys. Oh, has he put his foot in it? Oh, has he set himself on fire? Andrew Cuomo, did you pour gas on yourself and light the match yourself? It didn't even take Wayne Root or Donald Trump to make a fool of you, Andrew Cuomo. Governor of New York, you did it for yourself. And you created the campaign ad for the 2018 election coming up in November, day in and day out. Let's show it again and again and again. And Andrew Cuomo shocks the crowd and says, America was never great in the first place. I love it. This is the Democratic Party of today. They elected the woman, the Muslim woman who married her brother and had children with her brother. She was elected, let's say allegedly had children with her own brother. They elected her in Minnesota. They elected Keith Ellison last night, the guy who has two women claiming domestic abuse, serious domestic abuse in detail. They elected him. They elected a transgender to be governor of Vermont. Of course, she's running or he's running or it's running. What the hell is it anyway? Transgender. Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it it? It's running against the incumbent Republican governor. Good luck to a transgender. Is there anyone who's not going to walk in behind the curtain and say, and vote for the Republican? I mean, seriously, where is America gone? It's not even possible. I have nothing against you if you're transgender. Live your life. But you're not going to be the governor of a state if you don't know if you're a man or a woman. You can't make up your mind what you are. You change your sex, and you think you deserve to be the governor of a state. There's today's Democratic Party. And then we come to Andrew Cuomo, who doesn't think America was ever great. It's great now. We elect Muslims who are married to their brother. We elect Muslims who beat their wives or girlfriends, and then Democrats nominate them anyway. We nominate transgenders and we nominate people who think America was never great. Show that speech again and again and again. Even on Fox News, they say Governor Cuomo may have just handed Republicans a ready-made campaign ad for his rumored 2020 presidential bid by declaring that America was never great. No, but he handed us a campaign ad for the 2018 election. Why wait? Oh, one of my listeners, Chris, told me the movie's called Apocalypse Now. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. That was Robert Duvall in Apocalypse Now. So Cuomo made the seemingly offhand remark as part of his rebuke of President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan during a bill signing in New York, but the line drew gasps from the crowd. He said, "We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great," Cuomo said, to an awkward blend of gasps and chuckles. "We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged." Oh, yeah. He means when every illegal is allowed to cross the border, we've reached greatness. When every transgender is heading up a state, we've got greatness. I don't even know what to say anymore. There's nothing to say. When every woman who marries her brother is a congresswoman, we've reached greatness. When Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when a communist becomes a congresswoman, we've reached greatness. When we give everything away free to everyone, and there's no money left, so every old person has to die, talk about death panels, we've reached greatness, according to Democrats. He says, "We'll reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population is gone, and every woman's full potential is realized and unleashed, and every woman is making her full contribution." Do these people realize what pandering idiots they sound like? Is there even a woman who listens to this that doesn't go, Oh, my God, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I mean, you got to be joking. You are a pandering fool, Andrew Cuomo. Within hours, a spokesman tried walking it back. The governor believes America's great and that her greatness will be fully realized when every man, woman, and child is full of quality. America has not yet reached its maximum potential, said Cuomo Press Secretary Daddy Lever. If you got this on film, which I gather we do on video, just destroy this, you know what, this moron. When the president speaks about making America great again, going back in time, he ignores the pain so many endured that we suffered from slavery, discrimination, segregation, sexism, and marginalized women's contributions. The governor believes when everyone's fully included and everyone is contributing to their maximum potential, that's when America will achieve maximum greatness. Doesn't anybody just sit there and go, what a load of bullcrap? Are you for real? You're the governor. You make lots of money. When you retire, you'll be a millionaire lawyer or a millionaire lobbyist of some kind. We know that all this stuff you talk about is a lie. Only Donald Trump tells the truth. Donald Trump tells it like it is. Raw truth. And we were elected because we're sick of BS artists like Andrew Cuomo. Who writes these speeches? It's enough to make you gag. The governor believes when everyone is fully included, when every transsexual can be president, then it'll be a great country. Oh, my God, you people make me want to vomit. Right-wing watch, please quote me. Democrats are a party of freaks. They make people want to vomit in the real world. I just go to work each day and work my ass off so I could pay my mortgage and pay for my family. I work and work and work 16 hours a freaking day. And I don't want to hear about transsexuals or prejudice or bias because it's all bull spit. It's all excuses that you couldn't hack it in the real world. Was there prejudice? Yeah. In the 1960s, was there slavery? Yeah. In the 1800s. But today? Stop with the excuses. Stop telling me America was never great. What a lie. You know, it's not like I'm a rich kid. My father was a butcher with a white apron with bloodstains, and he died with nothing. He left me nothing. So America wasn't so great to my father, yet my father thought it was great because he had every opportunity. And he married into a family with where his father-in-law owned the butcher store my dad worked at. So he did a little better than the poverty he grew up with in Brooklyn. And then he handed off to me, and I got into an Ivy League school, and I became a millionaire at the age of 30 and an anchorman on CNBC at the age of 30. America is great. America was great. America's always been great. Not everybody makes it. Not everybody can hack it. Not everybody gets breaks. I think my dad's probably just as smart as me. He never had a break. He was born into total poverty, and I was born into working class / middle class. So I had a bit of a lift up. But everybody's got a shot. There's mobility and opportunity in America. It's the greatest nation in world history. Has the most millionaires. Has the most billionaires. Has the most 100 millionaires. Has the most people driving around in Teslas and Maseratis and Mercedes and Cadillac Escalades and all the other great things. America buys everything from the whole world. America is the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God by far. You just got to stop peeing on America. Democrats do nothing but whip it out and pee on America. And the rest of us hate you. You make us sick. I don't even like you anymore. I don't even want to see you anymore. With your lies and your put-downs that this is not a great economy. Donald Trump has not exploded the economy, really. More great results out. July retail sales rock. Productivity soars above expectations. Manufacturing businesses booming. And don't forget, I told you yesterday, Small Business Optimism Index, the second highest in history. In history, only a tenth below Ronald Reagan in 83. When every small businessman was in love with Reagan. Now, today, every small businessman is in love with Trump. But they're not in love with the person. They're in love with the economy he's created and the opportunity he's given them. And now July retail sales rock. Productivity soars. Manufacturer business is booming. I almost want to cry because America is so great under Donald Trump. And the only thing that you losers got is America was never great in the first place because you don't like transsexuals. Because there's poor people. Oh, my God, there's poor people. I'm going to cry. There's poor people. My father was poor, you idiot. So what? In America, his son made it rich. America is the greatest nation in world history and the greatest nation for middle-class people to be lifted above where they were born. How about the Cuomos? The Cuomos, I assume, came from a grandfather, great-grandfather from Italy who had nothing. And Mario became governor of New York. His son Andrew became governor of New York. And Andrew's son Chris is the CNN anchorman. I know it's an embarrassment. Chris had his birthday the other day, and all his viewers came to his party. There were two people, his mama and him. And the viewer, you know, that was it. There's like one person watching Chris Cuomo's show on CNN. But nonetheless, it's a great country when your grandfather or great-grandfather comes from Italy with nothing and you're a CNN anchorman. How lucky are you? He probably makes $1 million a year and there's one person watching. Wow, that's a pretty good payday per viewer. So the Cuomo family's done pretty good. I'll guarantee you they're all multimillionaires. And yet, they put down America. They just, you know, and you know they don't even believe it. You know Andrew Cuomo doesn't even believe it himself. He's just trying to appeal to the losers that vote Democrat. Losers who want to live their whole life on welfare, and they hate Wayne Root because I made it. They hate Donald Trump because he's a billionaire. They hate Ivanka Trump because she's beautiful and worth $100 million. They're losers. The entire Democratic Party is sad sack losers and freaks. Even the Washington Post admits Trump wins big at Tuesday's primaries. After the dust has settled, we'll talk about that when we get back. But I told you, Trump picked the candidate, Kris Kobach, in Kansas that had zero chance of winning. Zero. And with Trump's endorsement, he won by like 200 votes out of 300,000 cast. And all the other races he waited on, every person that Trump wanted won. And the Democrats kept saying that congressional special race in Ohio, oh, he didn't win yet, he didn't win yet. I haven't heard a word about that lately. I guess he won. Because if he hadn't won, they'd be talking about it day and night. The Republican won. War now.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history, and there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, War, Wayne Allen Roots, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Your warrior, relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. And boy, did I take advantage of it. Thank you, Ed Stoltz. You are the best. You're brilliant. You're a visionary. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm's coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a one-ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. Receive your free American Silver Eagle coin. Call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com, as in Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. We love taking your calls. Give us a call right now at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. My website is Root for America. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. So many of you do. I probably get 500 emails a day from fans nowadays. And then at Real Wayne Root. At Real Wayne Root is my Twitter page, at Real Wayne Root. So I was mentioning that the Democrats have nothing, nothing but freaks and losers and welfare addicts and people who hate America, people who are down on America. Sure enough, what pops up? Parolees ready to vote in coming New York primary. 27,000 former convicts will be newly eligible to cast their ballots. One of them said, I never thought this day would come. Wayne Booker. Another Wayne. He's like a blood brother of mine. Wayne, 57 years old. Hunkered down in his cell, writing about disenfranchisement and suffrage on his Smith Corona typewriter in his prison cell. I never thought this day would come when a parolee could vote, he said. He was released in November after spending 29 years in prison. What for? I wonder if this article ever tells you, what was he in jail for? Did he murder somebody? Was he a major drug dealer? Did he rape somebody? Is he a pedophile? Doesn't say. Never saw it in the article. 27 years in jail, now he gets to cross out your vote and mine. I vote Republican, he votes Democrat. It's 1-1, it's even. That's what Democrats have. That's all they got. You got anything else? You got nothing. You got parolees, felons. Isn't that great? Aren't you proud? Wouldn't your mother be proud? How'd you get elected, son? I cobbled together a coalition of illegal aliens, welfare addicts, people who hate America, and felons. Oh, mommy's so proud of you. That's the Democrat. How do you not hide? How do Democrats not hide all day with the covers over their head? I would be so embarrassed to be a Democrat. My leaders, like Andrew Cuomo, actually say out loud, America was never great. And then on the Republican side, let me read the headline again. Wait a minute. July retail sales rock. Productivity soars above expectations. Manufacturing businesses boom. Democrat side, parolees ready to vote. Wait, I got one more for you. Home Depot smashes earnings expectations as U.S. housing market and consumers remain strong. The home improvement supplies retail giant reported $3.51 billion in profit, amounting to $3.05 a share, beating their forecast of $2.84. The Atlanta company's revenue grew to $30.46 billion. That beat analyst projections. It also said the average shopper's ticket jumped 5%. Customer transactions up 3%. Home Depot sales accelerated more broadly thanks to strong housing market and economic tailwinds. Consumer spending on home improvement items hasn't fluctuated as much on apparel. Same-store sales jumped 8% in the U.S. If you're a homeowner and your home is continuing to go up in value, you feel more comfortable investing back in that home. Home Depot now forecasts revenue to grow 7%. Wow. The Home Depot, home improvement supplies retail giant's market cap has grown to $223 billion, share price jumping nearly 25% since last year. Wow. So we got home sales, we got construction sales, we got retail sales, we got manufacturing booming, we got small business booming, we got productivity soaring. They got parolees ready to vote in New York. Hey, if you can't win, you got to drag your hand through the prisons and try and grab a few votes. Drag the ballot through the prisons. What did Hillary Clinton once say about Bill? Something about dragging a dollar bill through through trailer parks to find his girlfriends. Democrats going to drag their dollar bill through prisons to find their voters. Wayne Allyn, worn out.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
Today, the White House announced it revoked former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. Former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says there's also one thing you have to remember about security clearances.
You're not entitled to the clearance. The fact right. that you once served for the government doesn't mean that you're entitled to retain a security clearance. And so the administration, as I said, the president has the authority to make the decision.
The suspected terrorist accused of plowing through cyclists outside the House of Parliament was recently kicked out of a university. The Sudanese immigrant is continuing to be questioned by the authorities. Aaron Cohen is a security analyst and former member of the Israel Defense Forces. He says what we saw yesterday in the UK is a new form of terrorism.
You just don't have to belong to a terror group anymore. We've been saying the term, and we've said it, you know, dozens of times, you and I, lone wolf. And, yeah. and I think there's a next evolution that's happening here. And so
you're listening to USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We'll be right back.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR now. Before we get to our distinguished guest, Dinesh D'Souza, I want to tell you about one of the sponsors of our wonderful show. They've been with us from the very beginning, and they are a wonderful, wonderful sponsor. And I'm talking, of course, about Liberty Healthcare. They've been with me. Liberty Healthshare has been with me from almost the first day I started this radio show 2.5 years ago. And eventually I joined myself because I started saying, wait a minute, I'm asking my listeners to join week after week after week. And why am I still with Aetna paying $2,000 a month when they're covering nothing? And so I shifted to Liberty Healthshare. And I saved $18,000 last year, and I will save $18,000 this year. So I'll save $36,000 over a two-year period. How many of you could use an extra $36,000? They have been wonderful. I love Liberty Healthshare. Thank you, Liberty Healthshare. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their own families. Our rights come from God, not from government. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your healthcare freedom. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Healthshare at any time, like right now. 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, you can join Liberty Healthshare. There's no penalty. My family's a member. My kids are a member. I'm a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY right now. 855-58-LIBERTY, toll free anywhere in the United States. 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show from almost day one. All right, we've got Dinesh D'Souza here, the great filmmaker, the best-selling author. His new film's called Death of a Nation, just had a big opening nationwide. Very good opening, did $2.5 million nationwide in week number one. Had done $5 million so far. His book of the same name, Death of a Nation, is number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list. You just keep cracking them out. Congratulations, Dinesh.
Thank you so much. Very excited about both. You know, the movie focuses really on two big themes, racism and fascism. And as you know, these have been the two incendiary labels left has been screaming at Trump, really, since his election. And they're trying to use these accusations to invalidate his election, to basically say that even though he may have won a lawful majority, he's illegitimate because he's a bigot. He's like Hitler circa 1933. So what I do is in the movies, I say, okay, let's go look at Germany as it looked like in 1933 when Hitler came to power. Let's look at the Nazi platform and see if it's on the right or on the left. Let's look and see if the real racists are in the Republican Party or in the Democratic Party. So this movie brings out all these hidden truths about racism and fascism and really pins the fascist and racist tail not on the Republican elephant, but on the Democratic donkey.
Well, you know, I opened the show by saying July retail sales rock, productivity soars above expectations, manufacturing businesses booming, second all time in the history of America with optimism for small business, and Home Depot smashes earnings expectations, U.S. housing market and consumers remain strong. So every single thing is about Donald Trump turning around the economy and creating a booming economy. What has that got to do with Hitler? Every time somebody asks me about Hitler, some liberal in the media, Dinesh, says, you know, is Trump Hitler? I go, well, I guess if Hitler made the economy roar, yeah, he's Hitler. I'm not sure what you guys are talking about. He's just a smart businessman who's making the economy work.
Here's what they're trying to do. And by the way, they tried to do this to Reagan. They were successful in doing this to Romney. They'll say that this economic prosperity is the product of greed and ambition, that Trump is a con man, that he's essentially what he's essentially doing is cutting out the poor, the minor. You've heard all of this before, and so have I. But the reason for the Hitler stuff is look at all the legitimation of political violence that's going on in this country. I just watched, Chris Cuomo on CNN, and what he was talking about is he said, look, we saw the white nationalists in Charlottesville, by the way, about 30 of them. And then we saw the hundreds and hundreds of these BLM, Black Lives Matter, Antifa guys. And the Antifa guys, once they realized that the white nationalists were marginal, they start turning their anger on the cops and on journalists. And so these guys are pretending to be fighting fascists, but they're really fighting Republicans and patriots and Christians and conservatives. And what Chris Cuomo was saying is, you got to realize that this kind of violence is sort of okay. You cannot compare it to the violence of the white nationalists because, after all, my guys are fighting racism.
Crazy. Just crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. And in fact, it brought to mind a quotation that I just read in the historian Robert Paxton's book. It's called The Anatomy of Fascism. And the quotation is, "The legitimation of violence against a demonized internal enemy is the heart of fascism." So what that really means is that this Chris Cuomo, a goofball, is actually articulating a fascist sentiment, which is that he's okay with a certain kind of political violence as long as it's coming from his side.
Well, we see that every day. I mean, let's face it. There were, you know, you said 30. I actually heard there were 20 total, nationalists, white nationalists at that D.C. rally. Maybe there were 30, 20, 30, and hundreds of Antifa screaming that they wanted to assassinate President Trump. But I never saw that in any headline. No one even mentioned in the mainstream media that there were Antifa, liberal, progressive protesters who all said when the camera was put in their face, they wanted to murder President Trump. No mention of that. And what a white nationalist, 20 of them marching, has to do with 63 million Trump voters? The answer, of course,
well,
is nothing.
Well, let me tell you a bombshell about these white nationalists, because I have in this book, Death of a Nation, I track down the major white nationalists, and I kid you not when I say that all of them have a deep background in the left. Jason Kessler, who organized the rally last year and this year, an Obama activist, an Occupy Wall Street guy. And in my movie, I bring on the poster boy of white supremacy right on the stage. I interview him in front of the audience, and it becomes blindingly obvious in a very revealing conversation that this guy, far from being on the right, is on the far left.
Right. No surprise. Look at you.
No surprise.
You mentioned Chris Cuomo. Look at Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, who mentioned today in a speech that America's, forget about America, making America great again. America never was great. This is what Democrats honestly have brainwashed themselves to believe, that the greatest nation in world history, Dinesh D'Souza, ever blessed by God in the history of civilization, the most mobility, the most opportunity, the most prosperity, and it's a crappy nation in their minds.
Well, think about it, Wayne. This, you don't even have to look at America. Let's just look at the Cuomo family story. Obviously, the original Cuomo comes to America penniless with nothing on his back except maybe a backpack, and then Mario Cuomo becomes the governor. So does Andrew Cuomo. Chris Cuomo is a major guy on CNN. So the Cuomo family is a walking embodiment of American exceptionalism, as, by the way, was Obama. And yet these miserable ingrates, while taking advantage of all the success that America makes possible for them, turn on their country and basically start knocking it down. And this has now become the mantra of a major political party. I mean, no wonder non-white immigrants like me want to stay away.
Yeah. It's amazing what a great country it is. I say it all the time. My grandfather came here with nothing. My other grandfather came here with nothing. My father had nothing. And I became a millionaire at the age of 29. So, and became an anchorman, just like Chris Cuomo. I was an anchorman on CNBC at the age of 27. Excuse me. Did I say 29? At the age of 29, I became a millionaire. But at the age of 27, I became an anchorman at CNBC and hosted 5 shows. Same kind of background as Chris Cuomo. So I think it's, and by the way, my father wasn't the governor of the state. My grandfather wasn't the governor and a former presidential candidate. And yet my father was a butcher, and yet I became an anchorman hosting 5 shows at CNBC. I think America's pretty damn good. And I think your life proves America's pretty damn good, Dinesh.
It does. And, from a young age, I have had these interests in writing, in speaking, in media. Now, there's absolutely no way that I could be doing what I'm doing now if I had stayed in India. And there's no way I could have done it if I had emigrated to Britain. Coming to America has not only enabled me to have success, the American dream, it's enabled me to write the script of my own life, to be the architect of my own destiny. And to me, it is that idea, the self-directed life, that is why America remains a magnet for the world.
So tell us about your feeling on how Democrats could possibly win in 2020. You have a theory on how they would win, but you don't believe they're going to do it. So enlighten us.
Well, I think their strongest candidate would be, if they found a guy who was centrist in his politics and the temperamental opposite of Trump. So somebody who's very measured, who's very serene, who's very careful. It could be that by setting up a temperamental contrast while setting up a blurred ideological contrast, the Democrats would have a chance. I still don't think they can beat Trump right now. Trump's pretty much unbeatable right now. But things can change. Now, I don't think the Democrats are going to go this way. The kind of candidate I'm describing would never have a chance in the Democratic primary. This is a party that is essentially relying on its secret weapons in academia, the media, and the whole entertainment industry, Hollywood, the music industry, Broadway, all the comedians. These are people beating up on Trump every second of every day, and the Democrats are hoping that having these large megaphones of the culture, by the way, megaphones that are completely ignoring my movie, pretending it's not in 1,000 theaters, pretending it doesn't exist, they're hoping that this will win the day for them.
And, of course, it's funny because if they did, if they stopped pretending and they did admit your movie existed and they gave you even a modicum of promotion, even though for a documentary, $2 million is very good in the opening week, even though you've had, I believe, the biggest documentary in the history of America, correct? Your original documentary.
I have been number two. My first movie on Obama did $33 million in theaters. So, yeah, we've had a lot of success. And you're absolutely right. In a normal America, Wayne, I would be on the Today Show. I'd be on The View. I'd be debating with some historian on CNN. So this kind of bizarre, surreal America that we're living in now, in which the Democrats fight ideas by trying to keep them, if you will, off the public stage. I mean, what a shameful stage we reach.
Right. And my point was, by the way, if it was a normal America and you were given fair promotion, your opening week, you know, I know you have the all-time hit, number two historical biggest gross of a documentary with $33 million, but you might have $33 million in your opening weekend if someone gave you major publicity. You pulled the train with your teeth all by yourself, and yet you do that. So congratulations to you, Dinesh D'Souza, for fighting without the media on your side, with the media against you, with massive headwinds, being a conservative hero. His new movie is called Death of a Nation. Just opened nationwide. Death of a Nation. Best-selling author, filmmaker. His book is number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list, Death of a Nation, as well. And he's a friend of the show and a friend of Wayne Root. Thank you, Dinesh. God bless.
Thank you.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Synagenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's a proven scientific approach to healthy aging, to defying aging, custom tailored to each individual. Most important thing about this ad is just Wayne Root's example, right? I could read you all kinds of mumbo jumbo. I could read you their ad. It doesn't matter. What matters is that I became their poster boy. And they did the most extensive testing, and they found all kinds of health issues and all kinds of problems that could have turned into something bad. Those problems are all gone now, a thing of the past. They totally got rid of every single bad indicator that came up in all my testing. And so I'm losing weight. I'm gaining muscle. I feel great. I look great. Higher energy. Best lab results of my life. Reversed prediabetes. Reversed insulin resistance. Reversed high cholesterol. Now I eat more, and I eat more times a day, and I love the food, and I'm losing weight. It's amazing. Can you imagine waking up looking forward to eating, and you lose weight each time you eat, and you're eating the most ever? I was starving myself, and I couldn't lose a pound. With them, I've lost 6 pounds in the last 2-3 weeks. For your free, no-obligation consultation, tell me you want the Wayne Root treatment. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be older, you want to be fatter, you want to look crappy, you want to feel crappy, don't call. But if you want to feel great and look great, call 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be younger, if you want to be thinner, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA or register at Synagenics.com. That's C-E-N-E and then Genics. C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S. Synagenics.com. Thanks for sponsoring the show. They're doing so well, getting so many calls from both my radio listeners and TV viewers. They have decided to renew. We got them for a longer period of time, which is great news. And I guess they're just, you know, going to stick with me and keep showing the results of my tests. We got another test coming up on Monday. All right. Other stories in the news. I mentioned this during segment one. Even the Washington Post admits Trump wins big at Tuesday's primaries. So the dust has finally settled after primaries in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut, setting up competitive races for the Senate, the House, the gubernatorial seats this November. According to the Washington Post, Trump was a big winner last night again. He was a big winner last Tuesday, and he was a big winner again last night. At least in Republican Party primary politics, Tuesday once again proved he's the king. Republican politicians on the ballot Tuesday who dissed him in 2016 raced to undo that, and those who didn't do it convincingly enough lost their primaries. In Minnesota's competitive governor's race, Republican voters nominated a relative outsider, Jeff Johnson, over a former governor, Tim Pawlenty, as Pawlenty struggled to get out from under the fact he called Trump unhinged and unfit during the campaign. And by the way, here's what I used to call Pawlenty. Another boring establishment loser. A losertarian. An establishment loser. Boring. Just like Jeb Bush. You guys are so boring. Doesn't anybody understand the politics of show business? You need a personality to run for office. These guys are so bad, they need a personality transplant. Somebody needs to give them a personality. Tim Pawlenty is so boring that if he was the president and they had to give him a code name, it would be mayonnaise. That's how boring Tim Pawlenty is. So good for him that he lost the governor race. The Republican Party has shifted, Pawlenty bemoaned. It's the era of Trump, and I'm just not a Trump-like politician. Right. You're freaking boring. Your own kids can't listen to you. Go home. We don't want you in the Republican Party as a leader anymore. Meanwhile, last week's GOP Kansas governor's primary also paid off for Trump. His riskiest endorsement yet, as Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach bested Governor Jeff Coller by a slim margin. Kobach, of course, helped to lead Trump's voter fraud commission. The Post notes that any Republican on Tuesday's ballot who went against Trump in 2016 needed to pivot quickly. In Wisconsin, State Senator Leah Vukmar did just that as she won her primary to challenge Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat. She called him offensive to everyone during the campaign, but endorsed him after he won the primary. And the night's big winner, Johnson, in Minnesota's GOP governor's primary, had attacked Trump as a jackass during the campaign, but he successfully argued that, like Vukmar, he came around to supporting the president. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker didn't compete in a primary Tuesday, but will face stiff competition in November, twisted himself into a pretzel on whether he supports Trump's tariffs policy. For the first time in U.S. history, we're aware of voters in a major party dominated an openly transgender candidate for governor. Democrat Christine Hallquist will have to work hard in November to pose a challenge to Vermont incumbent Governor Phil Scott, Republican. And in Connecticut, Democrat Joanna Hayes won a primary for Congress, which would mean she'd become the first black woman to represent New England in the House if she wins in November. In Minnesota, Muslim Democrat Ilhan Omar, that's the one we were talking about the other day who married her brother, won the primary, vying to become the first Muslim woman elected to Congress. It's really amazing. A win for criminal records of alleged female abusers. Also scoring wins are admitted drunk driver Randy Bryce, Democrat of Wisconsin, Minnesota's Representative Keith Ellison, Democrat, who won the nomination for Attorney General. Well, under DNC investigation for claims of domestic abuse against two ex-girlfriends. So, you know, it's just crazy. Democrats keep nominating felons. Democrats keep nominating people accused of abuse. Democrats keep nominating transgenders. Democrats nominate people accused of marrying their brother. It's a long list of strange people. But, of course, they've got felons voting for them. So, you know, it's what you might expect. Wayne Allyn, War Now. I'm not a fan of felons voting. I'm not a fan of people in prisons voting. I'm a fan of good, hardworking Americans like my dad, the butcher, David Lee. What a country, man. The butchers against the felons. I think the GOP has the edge in November. What do you think? We'll keep fighting for Donald Trump and the Republican Party. Wayne Allyn, War Now.
Product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all locals.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Your style.